Muriel Keaveney from Bemidji is retired and didn't start writing poetry until she was 65 years old. She's attended several writing workshops over the years and has studied poetry at Bemidji State University with Carol Ann Russell. Muriel Keaveney.
Masks. We hide behind a mask, rarely looking to see behind. Do you want to breathe through your nose or your mouth? Pat asked. My nose was my reply. With my eyes and mouth closed, she smeared the greasy, sticky Vaseline gently over my face. I sat rigidly, taking shallow breaths as she wet plaster strips and firmly patted them around my mouth, nose, and eyes, and under my chin. It felt claustrophobic. My mind was wild, trying to picture what she was doing. The plaster hardened. We removed the mask. I stared at the ghostly gray, lifeless image in my hand and gaped in gut-wrenching awe. Staring back at me were sunken closed eyes, pointed chin, crooked nose, and an uneven smile. Eerie feelings crept slowly down my spine. I had never seen this image of myself. I knew it was me. I felt like I was looking deep into my own soul, seeing all the secrets I had carefully guarded and hid. I saw myself from outside in. Pockets of unshed tears, disappointments, paralyzing fears, broken promises, and shattered dreams mocked me. The sorrow and disappointments for no one to see, buried in the furrows of my brow. The rage and fear among the spidery threads of joy. Laugh lines around my eyes. Experiences of a lifetime weave their way into this face I see. In a brief moment, I experience my true being.